Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is about all the different projects that we're working on to help change the world and people on the planet with sound. So we're actually going to be asking for money. This is the first time in 10 years I've ever asked for money, but it's for the Nonprofit Research Foundation. So but it's also, I think you'll find the projects we're working on really interesting as well. And our intention is that we might be able to change the whole planet and the medical system and the educational system on the planet with sound and vibration and music and geometry and the whole universe of vibration. That's all. So before we begin, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. First of all, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll be able to see all of the events that we have happening. On Sunday, January 15th, we've got another open house happening, and that's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of heart-opening meditations and also put people on the sound table with the lounge and the sound pillows, sound dolphins, and so everybody gets blissed out by then. So that's Sunday, January 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. I don't have it posted yet, but we're about to post a concert that we're Satya and I are doing a week from Sunday, which is the 18th, and we're going to do it at 5 p.m. at the Institute, a sound bath and concert. I'll have that posted soon. We also have our next in-person classes in Sausalito starting January 17th. It's actually half in-person, half online. And the certificate program is all about how to use sound to help people or to do concerts. And it's to be able to do it as a career as well. We're a vocational college approved by the state of California. We also teach how the universe works based on vibration. We get you to a place of peace and stillness over and over and over. So that becomes the norm, and you can teach others how to do that as well. We also have the same program online starting starting December 17th. That's a week from today. And then the next start time after that is January 10th, and starts about every 2 weeks, but works really well online. The next sound recording program starts March 7th, actually. We've set the date now. And that's about how to record, mix, and produce with a digital audio workstation like Pro Tools or Logic, completely separate than the sound healing program, although we do go through sound healing techniques, including how to create binaural beats. I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording, so it's a really cool class. Also the number one book in sound healing. The next voice analysis training for our software is February 4th. You have to join by January 21st or purchase the software by then. And it's all about what's exactly wrong with you. It shows the frequencies that are missing in your voice, and we give you CDs that you can hand out to get those frequencies back into your voice to balance it out and be healthy. We also do sessions for $85, and we can do it online as well. Then we've got the Medical Sound Association. We don't have another meeting scheduled right now, but tomorrow the Sound Education Association is meeting, and that's all about creating a curriculum for kids around the planet. And we're going to be going through our demo video that we're working on for governments and sound or educational associations around the world. So if you want to join or want information, more information about any of this, you could go to soundhealingcenter.com or just email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you could even call 415-777-2486. 415-777-2486. If you go to the Medical Sound Association or Sound Healing Research Foundation, you'll see all of the articles and research papers we have. We have over 400 clinical papers. We have research papers by students as well, articles and videos, and all the projects we're working on that we're going to be talking about now. But you can go to the Medical Sound Association, and we've got detailed treatment plans for all these different issues. We've got over 600 doctors and sound therapists working together to figure out how to heal every disease. So we have treatment plans that are like 15 to 30 pages long for grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, anger, sleep, schizophrenia, thyroid, traumatic brain injuries, adrenals, blood clots, heart conditions, and digestion. It's an amazing database of work. One other place is if you're doing treatments, you can put in before and after the symptoms on a scale of 1 to 10 and put the issue and put what instruments you're using. And we've been collating these for a couple of years now, so we've got over 379 entries, and we're getting 68.51% reduction in symptoms. And you can search for very specific health issues like anxiety, right? And filter it for that, and we get 223 entries, 71% reduction in symptoms, unheard of in the medical field. Or you can search for anxiety and frosted bowls and filter it, and we got 167 entries with 68.93% reduction in symptoms. So really good database that you could even use for your own practice. So those are some of the things we have happening. We also have our Sound Healing Store. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. But the store directly is Sound of Love. And we have over 300 products. We have CDs, books and videos, vibroacoustic tools like sound lounges, sound tables, sound dolphins, sound pillows. We've got instruments, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, the quartzophone, which is the crystal harp, and drums, rattles, gongs, full range of things. We also have consciousness raising technologies. We're now selling sound chambers. So we've actually created it in virtual reality. It's actually a download that I got years ago when I was in Egypt. And it's the King's Chamber in the center with a dodecahedron around that and an octahedron around that. And it's really effective. We have a smaller version that's only about 15 or 20 feet high, and then the full-on version, the full size of the King's Chamber, which is about 100 feet high. So you can actually put these chambers in your yard now. It's really, oh my God. And then you tone the resonant frequencies of the chamber, and it will take you into higher dimensions, really take you into higher dimensions. So you can find that on the store website as well under consciousness raising technologies. A lot of other things here you can check out. And then we've got our therapy center where we do the voice analysis I mentioned, and also we can find your home note and give you brainwave CDs and delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, and beta for thinking, and gamma for blissing out. Tune directly to your brain, which makes it way better than any YouTube brainwave entrainment you listen to. Got a 1 in 12 chance that you'll find one tuned to you, and it's way better. It's proven in research now. So those are the things we have happening around here. So let me show you the projects that we're working on. The one that I'm most excited about right now, I'm going to show you the email we're about to send out, is this is all under our Sound Healing Research Foundation, which is a nonprofit. a 501c3, and so all donations are tax deductible, and they also are posted. So we post exactly our entire finances are public. So the cool project we have is the Netflix series. We're doing 7 shows to begin on the science behind the magic of sound. And I've got a detailed proposal and deck I want to show you, but the beginning of the proposal is an animation. So check this out. This is the animation for the show on the science behind the magic of sound. Check this out. That's the first page of the deck or proposal. In the proposal, we've got the outline. We've got what we're going to be doing. Science shows that vibration is the foundation of all reality. It's true in the body, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Based on the latest science behind vibration and the healing power of sound, we're on the threshold of a modern medical revolution. In the show, we'll test the latest instruments with sound on a wide range of issues, including anxiety, depression, grief, PTSD, sleep, autism, dementia, and cancer, using sophisticated medical devices like EEG and real-time fMRI. Join us as we explore the science around ancient healing practices and the potential for dramatic changes in our medical system. In the show, we're going to send out 10,000 EKG units and collate them in real time on the show. We're also, as we said, we're going to have people doing sound healing and actually show medical devices as to what's actually going on with the person. Here are the 7 shows. The introduction is an overview of all the episodes. It's also about the history of sound healing in ancient cultures and the cultural application of sound. The second one is how sound works on matter in the body. So we show how sound works at the atomic level. And we show how it works on cells and the body and the basic mechanisms of physics that show precisely what's going on. I was a physics major at UC Berkeley. The third show is on brainwave entrainment, where we actually go through with EEG and show exactly what different rhythms do to the brain, specifically for delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, beta for thinking and overcoming ADD, and gamma for blissing out. On the fourth show, we go through emotional expression, and we're going to be having techniques. We'll go through techniques to release stuck emotions and how emotions work in the body based around sound. And then we're going to have some sound healers actually do some work on people emotionally. In the fifth show, we're going to jump into specific issues like traumatic brain injury, sleep, pain, and cancer. And we're going to talk about how we would work on those different issues with sound, and then we're going to actually show people with those issues and show what the sound is doing to them and how effective it is. The next show, the sixth show, we're going to go through depression, PTSD, anxiety, grief, and autism, and show exactly or talk about how sound can be used for those, and then show it actually being done on people with those issues. The last show is the most interesting for me. It's really about using sound for higher consciousness. And the most exciting is the work of Jeffrey Martin, who actually has is using ultrasound on microtubules, little nerve endings in the brain, to actually bring people into a state of unity or oneness consciousness in a lab, and he can show you when you're there, right? So we're going to show what it happens to the brain and to the whole body when you're resonating gratitude with sound, compassion with sound, or love, and then oneness, right? This is just the first show. Then we're looking at doing a whole series of shows afterwards on a full range of issues after that. So the show could go on for many years. We've got a direct connection. Just so happens my next door neighbor has a best friend is the intake person for content at Netflix. And the people that are helping with this deck and the video and everything have already done shows on Netflix that were successful. So we're looking for around 50 to 100,000 to get started. We do have some funding coming in, but we could get underway right away with that to do like a demo. So we could just go to Netflix right away with this deck, but we're looking to do a demo so we can have a little more control over what we're going to do. And then it's going to be about $3 million for the whole show. So if you know anybody interested in helping change the world, let us know. Okay. We also have market research and the whole everything here. Okay. So that's the Netflix show. The next thing we have is under the Medical Sound Association. And that's has to do with the project where we're already working with the largest dementia company in Northern California. We've now are training the entire staff on about 7 or 8 different techniques for working with dementia. First, we're going through all of the instruments. They've bought all of the instruments we have, and we're going through each of the participants, that's what they call them there, as participants instead of patients, and finding out which instruments, whether it's crystal bowl, Tibetan bowl, melodic instrument, what instrument they like the best, so we can then put them in groups and do sound baths or concerts for them with instruments they like. And then we're seeing what instruments they like to play as well, and what they resonate with. We're also doing the exact same thing with music, not only music that they loved in earlier years, which has been proven to often wake people up, but also sound healing music, which has much more of an effect. So we'll see exactly what they love. We're also testing every one of the 200 participants to see what their home note is, so we can give them brainwave entrainment and delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma tuned to them. I know this is going to be really effective. They've also dedicated an entire room and have purchased a sound lounge. So we have a sound lounge with a surround sound system that we're going to be putting them on the table with and vibrating them into bliss, being very careful in case they're very sensitive. And then we're also teaching nonverbal communication so they can express themselves without language. Like ultimately, over a period of time, we'll teach them how to make sound to be able to express how they are feeling. So it's like, or, right? is what we do in the classes now. So much easier to express how you're feeling with sound than it is with words. So this company is tracking every single thing we're doing in detail, so we can then take the information and see exactly what works the best, and take the, all this information and data and go to dementia companies around the country and world. And that's where it's going to take a little extra funding to be able to do that. We also are looking at doing some research on, we'd like to find the frequency that will break up the plaque that some people say is causing dementia. So 50,000 to start, ultimately 1 million. Now, let me tell you about one other project and then we'll take a little musical break. Oh, maybe we'll take a little musical break now. Let's listen to Enlightenment, one of my favorites here. And then we'll come back and talk further. Okay, enjoy. be really interesting to see exactly what that is doing to someone physiologically, right? Oh my God. And we could start bringing this more into the mainstream so that we can get it into hospitals and homes and everywhere. Because there are a lot of people that still think that sound is complete woo-woo. Okay. The next project is mapping the musical flow of the 11 medical systems in the body. It was about 6 months ago that my guides woke me up at 4 in the morning and said, we need to know the musical interval relationship between the heart, brain, and breath. I'm like, okay, how are we going to do that? And I thought, oh, I know Rowan McCrady at HeartMath. So I called him up and he sent me 15 readouts of the heart, brain, and breath. We averaged out the heart and we found that they are all octaves or double. Yeah. So they're in complete harmony between the heart, brain, and breath when you're in the zone. Heart coherence is when you're transmitting or receiving love, or just at peace as well. So then they said, we need to know the melody of each of the 11 medical systems in the body. Well, that would be, you know, the respiratory, circulatory, nervous system, muscular system, all skeletal system, all the systems that they talk about, doctors talk about. You can find them if you do a search. And so then I say, okay, how are we going to do that? Well, as it just so happens, my friend John Stuart Reed, who invented the cymoscope, which shows the little mandala patterns of water droplets, little beautiful mandala patterns. Let me show you real quickly if you haven't seen those. Right. So here's actual water droplets being vibrated with sound. Right. So each one of these is a different frequency. All right. So John Stuart Reed invented this device. He's been working with a device called the Raman spectroscopy, which is an electron microscope that shows the entire harmonic content of a cell scientifically in real time. That means all frequencies of the cell. So we can take that and find the nodes, the spots in each of the 11 systems where we want to measure for the notes. And we can get not only the notes, but the entire tonality, because we can get the entire harmonic structure of each cell. And then we've got the notes and we got the rhythm from the actual EKG, EEG, and breath monitor. So we've got the rhythm and the melody through each of the 11 systems. Then we use needles with frequencies, microcurrents, electromagnetics, infrared light, ultrasound, and we run that river of flow through each of the parts of the body, including scalar waves, to heal every disease in the world. Tune precisely to that person. See, that's the deal. A lot of this is why none of the charts in sound healing, as far as frequencies for things, nobody agrees with anybody, because it's different from person to person. So we're going to tune that, not only the frequencies, but the flow, the song going through each of the 11 systems. I can't wait to listen to my 11 system. But we're also doing it in virtual reality while hooked up to EKG, so you can see all 11 systems flowing right through here while you're a view. And then we'll see it go into alignment when you go into the zone with all the frequencies on your body. Oh my God. I believe this is going to be major. We're going to need about 3 million to do this. We're starting with 500,000. Okay. Then using the same device, the Raman spectroscopy, we can actually map out the frequency content of all 70 trillion cells. Take a little time, right? But then we'll use artificial intelligence to map out the musical interval relationships between all of the parts. As I said, the frequencies are different from person to person, but I've come to believe, in many other people, including John Stuart Reed and Jeffrey Thompson, that the musical intervals, the relationship between the frequencies, is the same from person to person. Even though the frequencies might be different, the relationship is the same. between all 70 trillion cells within each of the systems. We're betting that it's going to be unison, octaves, musical fifth, or musical third, which is the basis of the harmonic structure that makes up all sound in the universe. So if this is true, then we're looking at the template of perfection for a human. I thought maybe it's different for different cultures, and then a few intuitives said, no, this is the template of perfection for a human. You know, we all have different musical flows through those intervals that makes us different, but we're all humans. We all look like people. So we all have a structure that is a human structure. And that's what we're looking to find, is that template of perfection for the human structure. And then resonate it into harmony based on your home note of the whole thing. This is major. I mean, this is really major. I mean, we could actually heal every disease in the world with this. So that is one of my, feel the most important project we could do. We're going to at least need 10 million. It might even be a few hundred million by the time we really get into it. But 500,000 to start. Then we have the Sound Education Association for the kids. This is where we got a $100,000 grant already to develop a curriculum. We've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years. And we have implemented in many schools, and we've set up a Sound Education Association to actually refine the exercises and set up a lobbying group to bring it into public and private schools around the world. So we're also looking at creating an entire curriculum on video for every age group from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. We've already got the curriculum. It's just a matter of videotaping it with really cool animation and video and kids actually teaching the classes. And then that video will put it on places like PBS, and then it will be a video that schools can use for the entire curriculum or any piece of it. They can use little components, even for online classes, and it will be really cool, high-end animation and video. 500,000 to start, 3 million. I think it's going to be more about 10 million to do the entire video as we do it. But there's nothing more important and more effective than changing the kids. I can imagine what it would be like for a kid that's gone through the entire curriculum we've created, which is not just sound, it's the physics of vibration, so we get into the math. It's also music as a way of understanding the universe, geometry. We go through all the natural aspects of geometry and the math behind it, and we go through emotional expression, which is the most important of all. So a kid going through a program like this is going to be changed dramatically, totally connected to nature, doing math that actually makes sense or has a reason. I still don't have a clue why I took all the classes I took in my math class in high school. No application hardly at all, other than to get the brain to think in a certain way. It's much better when you do math based on nature. Let's do the math of golden mean, the math of how a wave flows on the ocean. Right? It's very complex math, and you can even use those bases of nature's flow systems to actually even build a business and outline a whole company and have it work in alignment with and in flow with the rest of nature and the world. So I'm really excited about this one. I think that one can change the world more than anything. Okay. Next one, pain management. I've got a little bit of a kidney stone, not too bad, but it's been bugging me the last few days, so this one's kind of important. This is the lowest hanging fruit there is in sound healing. We already have base pods and base belts that you can strap on the body with very specific frequencies for nerves and tendons and ligaments and muscles and all the different parts of the body. And it's incredibly effective for pain. Occasionally, it's not, though. I mean, I had kidney stones a couple of years ago, and I was thinking, this is wackadoodle. Why don't we have a frequency that will fill up those nerve endings so there's no more pain? And it's well known in the medical field. A doctor actually told me this. If you fill up a nerve with sound, it can only handle one piece of information, so there's no more room for the pain information. And that's well known. If you scream or even tone when you're in pain, you won't feel the pain, but it's tricky to do that for very long. So with not even a lot of money, under $1 million, we could actually figure out the frequencies that will help with every type of pain, whether it's a bruise or a cut or a burn or chronic pain or, you know, fibromyalgia or whatever, all the different types of pain. We've already got something that's really effective, and we could refine it for every type of pain and get rid of, I bet seriously, 80% of all pain on the planet for under $1 million. That one is major. Okay. Let's listen to another song, and then we'll go into our last one here. This is Unconditional Love. This song is really effective for getting rid of tremors in Parkinson's patients. The next project is the effectiveness of consistent tones. There's actually good research that shows that rhythms, stable, consistent rhythms are really good for the brain, especially in young ones. They create consistent patterns in the brain waves that are really good for growth of the brain. But there is zero research on the basis of all sound healing, and that is coherent, consistent, stable tones. Those would be all the vowels. It's like the difference between fear, which is like a chaotic vibration, or anxiety, or anger, or pain, or stress, versus the vowels. Right? The definition of peace is a stable, consistent vibration. But it's not just the vowels. It's any sound healing instrument, like crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. Most sound healing instruments are stable, consistent vibration or stable, consistent rhythms. So this last next to the last research project is to study exactly how stable, consistent vibrations affect a person physiologically, so that we know exactly why a crystal bowl, why toning works, why all the vowels work when you sing them, why any of the instruments in sound healing are working. And that will go a really long ways to actually proving why sound healing is so effective, because it's the number one thing about all sound healing. So that's that project. I feel that's really important. The last project I actually don't have here, so I don't need to share my screen. The last project is the research center. What we're looking at is having a research center with a few hundred million dollars worth of feedback equipment, where we can test real-time fMRIs, we can test fMRIs, so we can test all different types of issues and do research with it. And then we've got the lab for anxiety on the side. We've got the area for depression. We've got it for grief. We've got it for autism, for dementia. So we have a treatment center with research going on for all the different issues, about 20 to 30 different issues. And the whole point here is to have a whole group of doctors and research professionals to be able to figure out exactly how to heal every disease in the world. And I'm not kidding. I'm talking about, based on vibration, what is going on. Because vibration is the most primordial level of all reality. And when you look at it from that perspective, it's the whole deal. At the frequency level, it's the difference between stable, coherent vibrations versus chaotic vibrations. At the musical interval level, the relationship between the parts of the body is all about harmony. At the music level, it's all about smooth flow. Smooth flow is the definition of health. Smooth flow without blockages. At every level, physically, if you don't have smooth flow through your nervous system, you'll be shaky. You don't have smooth flow through your circulatory system, you could have a heart attack. If you don't have smooth flow through the digestive system, all types of problems. Smooth flow through the meridians is the whole thing, right? But it's also smooth flow through the brain, which is about focus instead of bouncing around scattered in anxiety. Or smooth flow through the emotions, so they're not stuck. They flow on out, and you let them go. Let them go, right? So even at the spiritual level, it's about smooth flow. Gratitude's a really beautiful smooth flow. Compassion is nice. Love's not bad. Even source energy is probably the best and most stable smooth flow there is. Everybody that says they've been one with the universe says it was the most peaceful place ever. So the idea is to actually figure out the range of frequencies for every organ for a human at all different levels. The whole organ, the materials, the cellular level, and even the atomic level, the frequencies at each one of those levels. So we can then map it all out and see, okay, for the heart, here's the frequency at each of those levels for all humans. It's going to be within a range, right? And then we can measure with the electron microscope exactly what it is for you. Okay, what about for the liver? It's between here and here for all humans. It's a different frequency range. What about, the adrenals? What about the pituitary? What about every single part of the body? And what is going wrong with that part of the body vibrationally when there's a disease? Often it's chaos that's getting in there. Sometimes after that chaos has been there a while, it breaks down the organ. So now what frequencies will rebuild that organ? There's already people working with the frequency of stem cells to create different parts of the body, right? We're talking about figuring out with a think tank of serious researchers and doctors how to heal every disease in the world. And I'm not kidding. This is massive and major. It's really, we're talking a $1 billion project down the line. But I would like to get it started in this lifetime so that we no longer hurt anybody in this field, or not this field, in the medical field. So we no longer hurt people. I mean, so many people are maimed or die, right, from the medical treatments. And there are no side effects when you get at the vibrational level, because you can use frequencies on a part of the body and no other parts of the body will respond to that frequency. There's two ways to go. Find what's wrong and map out all the frequencies of it like a cancer cell and turn the volume up and explode it. That's the first possibility. Okay. And then the other is to find out what's right and actually map out all the frequencies of every part of the body, every down to the cellular level, and then resonate them into that part of the body's natural, healthy array of frequencies and heal everything. This is the new hospital. Ultimately, what we're looking at is you go into the hospital, instead of just focusing on the physical, you go into the emotional ward and release that stuck emotion with sound, with your voice. Go into the mental ward, get brainwave entrainment to get the brain back to its stable, consistent vibration of you. Go into the spiritual ward. Oh, you're not spiritual? Let's go in the garden and look at the flow systems of nature. And then come back and use sound physically to get rid of the issue. And now we're working at getting to the core of what caused the issue in the first place. This is where we're headed. So these are all the projects we have. If you're interested, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Even if you're not able to help with any funding, every little bit helps. But also, if you just have some skills that you could bring to the projects, we're looking for people to help. But also, in case you know anybody that might be able to help. Okay. Again, it's a nonprofit. All donations are tax deductible, and it's about helping the planet in the best way possible, at least from my perspective. A lot of other people are doing their jobs too. So, our intention is that we help the planet, help as many people as possible with this work. That's the whole goal. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, at least tonight, for the whole week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes.